Good morning, welcome back to Nach Yomi. Today we are going to be learning together Mizmor Choftes, the 29th Psalm in the book of Tehillim. This is a very well-known Mizmor, and it features in our davening numerous times. Let's take a quick look at this. This Mizmor, in structure and overview, is 11 psukim long, and it is basically three sections. The first two psukim are turning to either the crowd around or to the malachim, to the angels, the angelic host, and telling them to praise Hashem. Havu La Hashem b'nei elim, havu la Hashem kavod v'oiz, where there's a description of asking them to praise Hashem. The central and main section of this mizmor is from Psukim Gimel to Tes, from 3 to 9, where we reference the description of the voice or the experience of the revelation of Hashem in power and how that power transforms this world. And finally, the last two psukim is a conclusion where it describes the kingship of Hashem and his blessing of peace at the very end. In terms of the central theme, it seems to be that this mizmor is describing the arrival of or the interaction with the divine power, where the metaphysical appears through the physical. And this experience is so overwhelming that it is an extrasensory description of the voice, the call of Hashem, or the sound of the divine. It is interesting in terms of pattern that the word kol, the voice of Hashem, appears 7 times in this mizmor. Kol Hashem lamayim, then kol Hashem bakoach, kol Hashem behadar. Each description of the voice of Hashem and its power it has in this world is described 7 times. In fact, the name of Hashem, the name Shem Havaya, the name Yud Hey, and then a Vav, and then a Hey, is used 18 times in this mizmor, which leads the Midrash to say that when Anshe Knesset HaGedolah were formatting the structure of the regular Amida, the regular Shmona Esrei, the reason why there are 18 initial brachos is because of this structure of the 18 times Hashem's name is mentioned in this mizmor. This is one of the sources. There, in fact, is one more name of Hashem, which is the name Kael, Aleph, and then Lamed, which does appear, making the 19th additional bracha of our Shmona Esrei as well. The 7 appearances of the word kol, of the voice of Hashem, refer to the Yom Tov and Shabbos davening, where there are not 19 brachas, but there are only 7. It is fascinating that, in fact, if we want to go with it, the Midrash goes further to describe how every detail, in fact, parallels these brachos. So, for instance, the Gemara in Megillah Daf Yud Zayin Amud Beis tells us that the way that we know that the first bracha must include the avos, the patriarchs, is because the first time the word kol appears, or the first time that the name of Hashem, I apologize, appears, is Havu Hashem b'nei elim, the children of Elim, the powerful ones, and that is a reference, as the Gemara derives, to the forefathers. So, therefore, the first bracha has to be referring to that. Then it goes on to say how the second time where the name Hashem appears is in reference to Techiyas HaMesim. So each of the brachas perhaps has a reference point from this mizmor. That's a very powerful idea, which means to say that before Anshe Knesset HaGedolah created the architectural structure for the Amida, they looked to this mizmor as one of those superstructures. It is interesting, by the way, just to see in terms of the superstructure, the bigger structure of this, that the first two psukim are about giving praise to Hashem. Havu, havu, havu. 3 times we ask, and then the 3rd time to bow down to Hashem. It is turning to either the people around or the angelic host. And the end of the mizmor, the conclusion, which is the last two psukim, is talking about the description of how Hashem blesses his nation with peace. So, in a certain sense, we have a dual direction here, points out Rabbi Moshe Chacham. This is a two-way street. We start by praising Hashem. Hashem responds by producing and giving us security and peace. In terms of the events behind the mizmor, it is not so easy to work out what event triggers or this mizmor, or what event is being referred to in this mizmor. The Malbim does suggest in his introduction to this particular psalm, the Malbim suggests that it refers to a particular earthquake or natural disaster that occurred in Syria, and as that disaster moved southwards towards the land of Israel, it stopped in its path and there was no effect or impact which was to be had on the land of Israel. And therefore, all the descriptions of the power of Hashem are things which were witnessed by the nation of Israel as they saw this terrible natural disaster unfolding. And that's all the voices of power as Hashem crushes the forests of Lebanon and opens up the valley. And at such a point, it stops in Israel, and therefore this is a mizmor of thanksgiving. It should be noted that it doesn't sound like the tone of the mizmor is that of thanksgiving. It sounds more of a description. So there are other Mephoroshim who say that no, it's referring to a point of revelation in Jewish history where Hashem revealed himself and we're describing that event, how Hashem revealed himself in history. So whether that be Yetzias Mitzrayim, Exodus from Egypt, or it be Matan Torah at the Sinai revelation, we're referring to one of those points where HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Almighty, revealed himself to humankind. The difficulty with that is that there doesn't seem to be a direct reference in these descriptions to a particular event as such. That's why perhaps the Dat Mikra, Rav Amos Chacham, suggests in his sikkum, in his conclusion to this mizmor, that this is perhaps more global. This refers to the interaction of the spiritual in the physical. When we talk about the infinite interfacing with the finite, and the lack of ability to be able to describe that in a finite way because it's so powerful, it is so overwhelming when describing that we're only using physical words to describe, sort of like, you know, the landscape falling apart, but those are really just metaphors to describe the lack of capacity of the physical and the finite to appreciate and experience the infinite. And that's perhaps what's happening over here. And this could happen in numerous times in Jewish history, not limited to one or two occasions. In terms of the places in our davening that it appears numerous times, just a few. And that is that this is when Rav Shlomo Alkabetz and the people at the living in Tzfat at the time used to go out and greet the Shabbos in the fields. And Rav Shlomo Alkabetz coined Lechadoidi. They actually would sing, as we have today, they would recite six Mizmorei Tehillim. Six paragraphs of Tehillim, which I've said before it. This Mizmor is the sixth of those. Obviously, the structure of that is six Mizmorei Tehillim reflect the 6 days of the week, leading to Lechadoidi, where we welcome in Shabbos on the seventh day. What is fascinating is this is number six. This is obviously Friday, which is the bridge between the week and entering in Shabbos, which starts and concludes actually with the word Shalom and peace as Shabbos enters. It's a very powerful moment of that shift, that interface between the physical and the spiritual. It is also said on Shabbos morning when returning, or Yom Tov morning, returning the Torah to the Aron. It is said just before we recite Uvenucha Yomar. And this reflects the fact that there is tradition that when the Aron was brought to Yerushalayim, this was the Mizmor which was sung. The Gemara in Sukkot Daf Nunhei Amud Aleph tells us that it was also the Shir Shel Yom of the first day of Chol HaMoed Sukkos. That means to say when they were bringing the Korban, Musaf, the additional offering, on the first day of Chol HaMoed Sukkos, this would be the accompanying Mizmor to it. Just one Pasuk in the spotlight, and that is the last Pasuk, a very, very famous Pasuk in this Mizmor, which is Hashem Oz Lamo Yitain, Hashem gives strength to his people, Hashem Yavorech Esamoy Vashalom, that Hashem will bless his people with peace. Should be noted that the last Mishnah in Uktzin, which is Perek Gimel, Mishnah Yud Zayin, quotes Rabbi Shimon Bar Chalavta. This is the last statement in that Mishnah, which says, Lo Motza HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kli Machzik Bracha Li Yisrael Ela HaShalom. There was no greater container of bracha than peace itself, quoting our Pasuk, Shene'emar, as it says, Hashem Oz Lamo Yitein, Hashem Yivorech Es Amo V'Shalom. And what is fascinating to note just about this description is that this is not saying that Shalom is the blessing itself, that peace is the blessing, but it is the framework within which blessing can fall. Because all blessing, which is to be found and is isolated, when a person is not able to share it, a person is not able to be a part of a bigger system, there's no synthesis in the system, then really that bracha usually falls flat. That bracha does not experience itself. We are connected, the universe is connected, it's an ecosystem. For us to experience bracha, it needs to be in the context of others. The Tosfos Yom Tov makes a very fascinating comment, that of course this is not just the last Mishnah in Uktzin, it is also the last Mishnah in Seder Taros, and of course therefore the last Mishnah in all of Mishnayos. So therefore the last word in all of Mishnayos is Shalom, B'Shalom, and he points out that because this is such an important value, because peace, because harmony is such an important value in Judaism, it is the greatest bracha, or the context of bracha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can give. That's why the Mishnayos start and end with peace. So this is the last Mishnah. It also happens to be that the first Mishnah is named Osai Korinus Shema Ba'arvis. When do we say Shema? When do we recite the Kriyas Shema in the evening? And the answer is from the time that the Kohanim go out to eat their Truma. Now what's interesting is when the Kohanim go out that the Kohanim are the ones who give the blessing of peace. The reason why we say the last bracha of Shemoneh Esrei is Shalom, obviously this relates to the 18th time the word Hashem appears over here. The reason why this is mentioned over here is very simple, and that is because we just do Birkas Kohanim, the blessing of the priests in the davening, which is followed by Sim Shalom or Shalom Rav, which is the last bracha of the Shemoneh Esrei, because of the blessing that the Kohanim just gave to the people, which is the blessing of peace, of Shalom. And that's why we end our Shemoneh Esrei with this. This is why the Mishnah is start and end with it, the blessing of peace and those who give peace, which is the Kohanim. And truly, God willing, we should all witness in our own lives, Hashem Oz Lamo Yitein, Hashem should give us strength to His people, Hashem Yivorech Esamo HaShalom, He should give peace, everlasting peace to His people. In the meantime, have a wonderful and meaningful day.